From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Government and House of Representatives agree to devise personal data protection draft bill. G20 Trade Investment and Industry Working Group pushes Indonesia's agendas on health infrastructure and digitalization. Now the news in detail, read by Steve. The government and the House of Representatives have agreed to work on the draft bill on personal data protection. Thus, both executive and legislative will hold a number of meetings to pursue that draft bill. This was pointed out by Director General of Informatics Application at the Communication and Information Technology Ministry, Samuel Abriyani Pangerapan, on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He also stated that the substantial aspects of the bill have been discussed, but some things still need adjustments without providing further details on the issues requiring adjustments. The G20 Trade Investment and Industry Working Group, or TIIWG, meeting in Solo pushed for the realization of the three main agendas proclaimed by President Joko Widodo. Director General of International Trade Negotiations at the Trade Ministry, Jatmiko Briswijaksono, said one of them is how to strengthen the global health infrastructure. The TIIWG was established in 2016 as a part of the G20 working group to discuss major trade and investment issues, as well as to coordinate efforts by G20 nations to strengthen global trade and investment. The Indonesian Diaspora Network, or IDN Global, is ready to contribute to the country by supporting the development of a green, smart, and inclusive Nusantara capital city. IDN Global President Kartini Sarsilaningsih at the event celebrating the 10th anniversary of Indonesian diaspora at the kilometer zero point of Nusantara capital city, followed by Antara Online on Wednesday, conveyed that this is the right time for Indonesian diaspora to contribute to the country by playing a major role in supporting the development of the capital city and realizing the ideals of a world city that is a role model. Kartini also said that in celebrating the 10th anniversary of Indonesian diaspora, IDN Global collaborates with Nusantara capital city as it is relevant to their efforts to contribute to the country. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada, Melanie Joly, will visit Bali, Indonesia on July the 6th until the 9th, 2022 to participate in the G20 Foreign Affairs Ministers meeting. As reported by Antara, the Canadian Embassy in Jakarta noted in a statement issued on Wednesday that at the meeting, Minister Joly will reaffirm Canada's staunch support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The statement also conveyed the Canadian FM will engage with counterparts to reiterate the principle of sovereign equality for all states and the importance of upholding international rules and institutions, according to the statement. The adverse effects of the COVID-19 pandemic have prompted Indonesian government to make several adjustments to national tourism sector management. The adjustments have been made in line with the shifting tourism trends that require refreshing strategies to align with the needs of the tourists. Thus, by changing its strategy, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is striving to revive Indonesia's tourism sector this year. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno explained that the development of the tourism sector is much focused on environmental welfare, showcasing the pride of local culture, society and traditional knowledge, as well as creating a balance between mass tourism and quality tourism. Boris Johnson is fighting to stay in the number 10 despite his support collapsing in another dramatic day of resignations. As reported by BBC.com, the Prime Minister was defiant despite many previously loyal supporters, including Priti Patel and Grant Shapps, calling for him to step down on Wednesday. Welsh Secretary Simon Hart became the latest cabinet minister to quit, while Attorney General Suella Braverman launched a leadership challenge. But the PM insisted that he had a colossal mandate to keep going from the voters. Taking aim at his critics, the Prime Minister sacked Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove in a shock move, with a Downing Street source calling him a snake who gleefully briefed the press that he has called for the leader to go. Foreign Affairs Minister Vivian Balakrishnan will make a working visit to Bali from July the 7th until the 8th to attend the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Singapore is attending a meeting at the invitation of Indonesian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi. This was stated by the Singapore Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Thursday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs also pointed out that Singapore have been invited as governor of Global Governance Group, which comprises 30 small and medium-sized members of the United Nations, which seeks to facilitate greater dialogue between the G20 and wider UN membership. Listener, it was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: improving bilateral relations among the two countries, Indonesia-Croatia holds political consultation meeting in Zagreb. In the frame to improve bilateral relations among the two countries, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia and Croatia have held a political consultation meeting at the Croatian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Europe Building. or MVEP, in Zagreb last July 4. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs delegations was led by the Director General of America and Europe, accompanied by the Indonesian Ambassador to Croatia and his staff. Meanwhile, the Croatian delegation is chaired by the MVEP Director General of Politics and consists of officials from the Asia-Oceania Division and the MVEP Bilateral Economic Cooperation Division. The meeting generally discussed the development of Indonesia-Croatia relations and cooperation in various fields, such as economy, tourism, people-to-people contact, and defense and security. Also being discussed are issues in the region and globally of common concern, including the dynamic in Asia, the European Union, the Ukraine-Russia crisis, the situation in the Western Balkans, and mutual support in various international organizations. Both parties will also encourage the holding of meetings at the level of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, including on the sidelines of international meetings such as the UN General Assembly. Furthermore, as an effort to introduce Indonesia's profile and priorities to Croatian officials, the Director General of America and Europe also gave a public lectures at the MVEP Diplomatic Academy building, which was attended by around 40 people who were officials and MVEP and members of the Croatian Diplomatic Club. The topic raised in the public lectures were about Indonesia's foreign policy, Indonesia's position on a number of current issues, and the role of the Indonesian presidency in the G20. This year's series of political consultation and public lecture activities coincided with the 30th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Croatia, which had been officially established since 2 September 1992. Two countries remain committed to continuously enhancing cooperation in various fields in the future. That's Diplomatic Corner.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
We begin today in history with the event on July 7th, 1937. When Marco Polo Bridge incident sparked China's war against Japan. The Marco Polo Bridge incident occurred on July 7th, 1937. A small Japanese force maneuvering near the Marco Polo Bridge intended to enter the small town of Wanping, which was controlled by the Chinese garrison in search of their soldiers. The Chinese garrisons in the city refused the Japanese entry. Thus, a gunfight ensued in that incident. 96 Chinese soldiers and 660 Japanese soldiers were killed that day. The clash then sparked a full-scale war throughout China against the Japanese occupation forces. We move with the event on July 7th in 1978 about the independence of Solomon. Solomon Island, which is located in East Papua New Guinea, has been inhabited since 1000 years BC. The majority of Solomon's populations comes from ethnic Melanesian. Europeans first set foot there in 1567. On July 7th, 1978, Solomon Island won its independence from England, with British Queen Elizabeth II being Queen of Solomon's Islands represented by a government governor general. Head of government of Solomon Island is led by a prime minister. Solomon Island won its independence from England with British Queen Elizabeth II, being Queen of Solomon Islands represented by a Governor General. Head of Government of Solomon Island is led by a Prime Minister. We end today in history with the event on July 7th, 2005, when London was rocked by bombings. The 2005 London bombing tragedy was a series of bombing that took place on the public transport network in London. England, on the morning of July 7th, 2005, local time, at least 56 were killed. Four explosions occurred on three subway lines and a bus in downtown of London. The four explosions are thought to have been carried out by terrorists and occurred just as the G8 conference opened in Scotland in the afternoon of the previous day. This incident was the second worst terrorist attack experienced by Britain in post-World War. And that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, aku kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government and UK government agreed on low-carbon transportation in Indonesia through the program Future Cities UK-Indonesia Low-Carbon Partnership held in Jakarta Tuesday. Land Transportation Director General at Transportation Ministry Hendro Sukiyatno said that the cooperation was expected to help a sustainable and eco-friendly developing urban transportation system in Indonesia. He said previously the implementing agreement to start the cooperation was done by Transportation Ministry Secretary General Novie Rianto and UK Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Owen Jenkins. The signing was a follow-up of the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi and Minister of State in the Department for Transport Wendy Morton MP in June 2022. Hendro said the transportation quality improvement effort was in line with the efforts to increase economic growth and climate change impact mitigation. The Indonesian government is developing some urban mass transport in the forms of integrated and electric bus rapid transit and railways. On the same occasion, UK Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Owen Jenkins explained that the Indonesian government through the UK Partnering for Accelerated Climate Transition, or UK Pact, gave funding support amounting to 9 million British pounds sterling. The fund was aimed for eco-friendly urban transportation in some provinces in Indonesia, namely North Sumatra, Jakarta, West Java, Central Java, East Java, and South Sulawesi. Ambassador Owen Jenkins added that through these programs, the two countries intended to seize the great opportunities, such as roadmap development for vehicle electrification efficiently, climate-friendly solution integration into national and regional development plans, and low-carbon transportation project planning that can attract investment. The five projects of the Future Cities program include the integration of LRT, transit-oriented development, and land value capture in Semarang. Second, the transition to an inclusive low-carbon transportation through various safety improvements for the vulnerable group. Third, a sustainable urban transportation strengthening in the coasts. Fourth, an inclusive transportation decarbonization in Indonesia. And the fifth, a clean mobility for the metropolitan area of Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you. Tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Jaal Dance from East Nusa Tenggara. Last July 1st, the Jai Dance from East Nusa Tenggara. Last July 1st, the Jai Dance community in Watungene Village, Kota Komba District, East Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara performed the Jai Dance from the Ngada community. The dance was performed at the Wailenga football field. The dancers, with typical traditional clothes of the Ngada people, danced in front of the Komba City head office house toward the Wailenga football field. This dance was accompanied by the sound of drums and gongs. Jai dance is performed as an expression of gratitude and joy from the community. The Jai dance is usually performed and managed by the Ngada tribal community. The more participants join the dance, the better is it. For the Ngada people, Jai dance also has a very important value of life, both in socials and community life. This dance shows how the spirit of togetherness is always intertwined. The musical instruments used to accompany the Jai dance are 5 gongs and 3 drums. The sound patterns and tempo, which are produced from these musical instruments, sound static and monotonous. Jai dance has been designated as one of Indonesia's intangible cultural heritage since 2021. Jai is the 3rd intangible cultural heritage of West Nusa Tenggara, which is designated at the national level. That's Indonesia Wonder.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
listener, Banu, a startup managed by Indonesian student at Imperial College London, becomes the first Indonesian representative to take home the grand prize of WE Innovative, the prestigious accelerator program at the Imperial College London. Banu was founded by a number of Indonesian students. One of them is Sally Shafira, an MSc's Innovation Entrepreneurship and Management student at Imperial College Business School. He and his team won the 15,000th grand prize at the WE Innovate Finals last June 22 for the technology, with the credit to support first farmer in Indonesia to be more productive. According to Banu co-founder Laksita Alifazen, climate change has affected water quality in aquaculture practices and increased the risk of the fish mortality and inefficient aquaculture. He also said the first farmers or cultivator can no longer rely on traditional method to predict weather or weather quality because the risk of loss is higher if they don't use technology for direct problem solving. In addition, Indonesia's water quality is also low because ponds do not have a good oxygen circulation system, resulting in unhealthy fish and toxic waste. Therefore, Banu's solution is an affordable and integrated aquaculture technology for fish farmers to monitor and solve water quality problems in real time through Internet of Things system, microbubble aeration system and water quality sensor, and mobile application that enable farmers to monitor their pool remotely. The Banu system is aeration that produce micro-sized bubbles to increase dissolved oxygen and improve water quality. This increase in dissolved oxygen improves the fish metabolism as well as their appetite. With the improved metabolism, fish will eat more so that less fish food will end up as waste at the bottom of the pond and produce water waste that may damage the environment. The Banu Internet of Things sensor is the brand of the Banu system that can monitor water quality and automate the operation of microbubble aerators. With the Banu mobile application, fish farmer can monitor and control their pond from anywhere, save transportation costs, and reduce the risk of crop losses due to delays in handling problems. That miscellany.
Kau temaniku berlari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we're going to talk about a song by Mayang Sari. Agustina Mayang Sari, who is famous as Mayang Sari, was a singer in the 1990s. She was known for her first album entitled Gairah or Passion. Besides pop music, Mayang Sari is also savvy as sinden or singing Javanese songs. One of Mayang Sari's top hit was Tiada Lagi or No More from an album with the same name in 1998. The song is about a valor in love. Well, here you go, Tiada Lagi by Mayang Sari.
Sia-sia sudah kita jalin cinta, bila hati selalu berbeda. Sampai kapan lagi ku harus kecewa di dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkin kan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini.
Tiada lagi kata cintaku.
harus menahan rasa kecewa di dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkin kan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini. Tiada lagi yang ku harapkan, tiada lagi yang ku impikan. Biar aku sendiri tanpa dirimu. Tiada lagi kata cintaku, takkan lagi ku bersamamu. Biar ku simpan
Indonesia.
Setiap samudra. Aku tetap memegang janjiku padamu.
Biar curang yang terjal ada di depanku,
takkan goyah sumpahku kepada dirimu.
Kita bagai kembang dan bunga, hatiku pasti, hatimu jua. Namun mengapa ada saja.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.